What's going on, wrestling fans? This is another edition of the Smarkout Moment Smack Talk Podcast, the mailbag for May 2017. I'm your host, as always, Tony Mango, and joining me on the panel right now is Stephen Wago.
Yes, I am.
We're going to start getting into our radio voices. Yes, I am.
Well, you every time you introduce the show, you're very sing-songy and formula, and have your own formula.
I do. Whenever I deviate from it, it always throws me off.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. I know why you do it. It's the only way I got used to plug in UDMMA, UDMMA.com.
The sad part is I point a lot when I do that. Just the intro for that and the rest hold and the outro stuff. That's it. The whole rest of the time I'm doing this, my Italian side has like a little bit of hand movements now and then, but like I don't do the point stuff. But if I had a video feed for me doing the rest hold, people would be like, "What the fuck are you pointing at?" And I'm like, "I'm pointing it to the left. I don't know. Something's on the left." Well, if you don't know by now, this is the mailbag thing is something that we do that's once a month, and it's just kind of a little bit more laid back, and we ask you guys to ask us questions, and whatever it's wrestling-related or non-wrestling-related, we try to pick as many of them as possible that don't just overlap with, like, pay-per-view coverage talk, or, you know, if we've answered the same question a million times, how many times are we going to answer the question of, like, if you were a wrestler, what would your gimmick be? Like, you know, so fuck those ones. We don't do those anymore. But a lot of good questions this week. Or this month. Most of them have been sent this week, so that works. Yeah. Good job, Tony. Save that one. Well, we got a couple of things here. Let's start off with William Carey. Do you think that a TV title that is defended every week in an open challenge is a good idea for a belt? I'm not really too much into TV titles. I do like the open challenge idea. Maybe not necessarily every week, but I don't like the idea of a television championship because it doesn't make sense to me when everything is a television show. You know?
Yeah, it's like, what, you're just not going to defend it on live events?
Right. That almost seems like it should be the opposite a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of, like, if you're talking about replacing a title, I might entertain it, maybe on, like, an NXT or somewhere you can experiment it, or call it the network title and have it just for network events. But for the most part, I'm not an advocate of bringing more titles in. If it was up to me, we wouldn't even have a Intercontinental or a United States title, so.
If I had it my way with this brand split, because I sort of have gone back and forth about the brand split now, it's like, I understand that there's benefits to this, but I still think that we're losing a little bit of just like some meat on some of the bones of these feuds without it. But I don't like the idea of the United States Championship. And I do love the Intercontinental just because it's like, it's nostalgia.
It's nostalgia, but that's the one that makes the least amount of sense. I'd actually rather them get rid of the IC title and keep the US, because at least the US makes sense. It's like, so you've got the world, the universe, and the Intercontinental, which is the world. Fuck you.
Well, I've always justified this as like, if I could do it myself, I'd have the Intercontinental is, it changes with the side plates for every nation. Like, an American wins it, it becomes, quote-unquote, technically, the Intercontinental United States Championship, although they don't really refer to it as that. It just says, little American flag on the left, little American flag on the right. That's why it's Intercontinental, that kind of thing. If an Irish person wins it, like Sheamus, they get little Irish flags. Like that.
Yeah, but my issue with that is it's just had such a lineage where it wasn't that for a long time that it just feels odd, isn't it? Yeah, you know who's just added a United States Championship? New Japan.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think they're expanding to the U.S. and running U.S. shows, so I guess they want a champion to represent us, but...
Sort of like the U.K. thing that WWE is doing?
Yeah, it's just odd, because they've already got an IC title, but I guess theirs makes a little more sense.
They have a couple other weird ones, don't they? They've got, like...
Well, they're very weight class heavy, so you've got, I think, three sets of tag titles, and don't quote me on that, I might be wrong. I think you've got the... IW 79 52 1 tag champions, then you've got the junior version of that, and then you've got the never championship where it's like no weight classes. I think they just make titles for the sake of making fucking titles.
It seems like it. We don't like that with WWE.
I don't like that regardless. Like, I want the women all in one fucking brand in the US and the cruiserweight on one brand. If I could unify the tag titles, I would. I don't fucking like multiple belts. Just seems, even on separate brands, it just feels like they're lesser.
I still kind of wish that instead of the Universal Championship, they would have just said, how about we have the Raw WWE Champion and the, mm-hmm. or the WWE Raw Champion and the WWE SmackDown Champion. That would have made more sense to me.
Yeah.
And then if they didn't want to do that with the world title, then make it to where the Intercontinental and the United States were the Raw and the SmackDown Champion, you know? And then you do kind of need two tag team titles because you can't have just like all the tag team division is on one show. That's a little bit weird. Cruiserweights and the women, though, like I do kind of agree. Like maybe.
And I know people are going, well, you're taking the women off one brand. Well, it's not about that. It's more about giving the women more to work with and giving the cruiserweights more to work with them because you could take people from both brands that way.
You know what I kind of wouldn't mind seeing? If they've got like that. If they had the talent for it, which they don't necessarily right now, but we have like the 2 hours of SmackDown, the 1 hour of 205 Live. If we had the 2 hours of Raw and then 1 hour of a women's show, that would be like, I'd be kind of okay with that. Like, so that way you've got like 1 hour for the women, 1 hour for the cruiserweights, because they don't have as many people to work with. And then you've got the main roster for 2 hours for two nights kind of thing.
Well, if Raw didn't have Fatty Fatty Boom Boom, you could fucking put the women on 205 Live.
Well, she could be two or three of the people. It's like a fatal four-way in every match that she's in.
By the way, I've got a theory on how they can bump up the ratings for 205 Live.
What's that?
Change the name to I'm Not Finished With You Yet Live and just have fucking Braun rip through every one of them each week.
I'm not going to lie. I watch 205 Live every week, but I would be much more interested in seeing that. Braun Strowman is the fucking man. I hope he comes back real soon. And he just wins the title from Brock. Just have him
Clean, no fucking worries. Tries to German, Braun just goes, nah.
I'd be down with it. So we're both not really into the TV championship.
Yeah, now that we've gone and had 20 different fucking conversations, no TV title for us. It's too gimmicky.
Yeah, it makes, I mean, like the hardcore makes sense to me a little bit, because it's like, all right, well, only going to wrestle hardcore matches. TV to me is like, well, are you not on TV? Like, you're on TV for the network, you're on TV for the TV shows. The live events are the only things you wouldn't do it in. And then that would be the perfect thing that they would be like, well, if anything's going to change hands on a live event, it would be the TV title because nobody gives a shit, like that kind of thing. But nah, if you want to have another mid-card belt, which I don't think that they need at this point, I don't even think that NXT needs a mid-card belt. But if you do, you got to give it some other kind of name, something that's like not gimmicky like that, like you said. What else we have here? We've got,
I don't know. You got the fucking list, buddy.
My list was, I needed to scroll up a little bit on that one. Howard Starr is the person in the next one here. If Triple H had married Chyna instead of Stephanie, would Chyna's life had been different in the early 2000s? And would Stephanie have married Test in real life? Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's a bit of an odd question. We don't really have an insight into their real life. From what I know, Stephanie and Test were never really together, right?
I don't remember hearing anything about them being like a legit couple behind the scenes. I thought it was all storyline.
Yeah, I thought it was all storyline. So I don't imagine that Stephanie would have gone with Test. And also Vince, from every account that I've heard and multiple of, he was dead set against wrestlers dating his daughter. Mm-hmm. Triple H is someone that he's always had an affinity for, to the point where he said, if you go with a guy, you should marry someone like Triple H. Well, she fucking just did.
I can kind of see where Howard's coming from, though, because if, like, a lot of people always say, like, well, Stephanie and Triple H, they worked together, so that's why they ended up becoming a couple.
Oh, okay, like, I get what you mean, but it's impossible to know. Let me put it that way. You don't know how they're going to work. As for Chyna versus Triple H, that's something you can talk a little more about. I think if Triple H is a really grounded dude. He seems like out of everyone in the clique to have always had his shit together.
Right.
Probably the worst thing he does is steroids, and maybe he took some pain pills back in the day. We don't know. But other than, like, I can't even say that. He seemed very on the straight and narrow the entire time.
Yeah, my idea about this was I would have assumed that, at the very least, Chyna's life would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would have kind of kept her in check a little bit, and her life sort of went downhill after that whole thing because it was like, well, she lost the guy that she loved, and then she loses the company. But then also, assuming that Stephanie wasn't already, like, infatuated with Triple H, if Triple H would have married Chyna, Stephanie could have ran Triple H out of the company. That could have been one of those things where it's like, I don't want this guy here anymore. Like, I have a thing for him and I don't like him, you know, like that kind of weird reverse nepotism sort of thing. Where, like, maybe Triple H and Chyna would have been going off to WCW or, like, fucking TNA or something at that point. And
you've also got to remember that Triple H cheated on Chyna.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the relationship was doomed to fail. So, if they had got married, I mean, this is like, it's weird. So, let's say they got married and they lived happily ever after together. Then, yes, Chyna's life would have turned out great. But the reality of the situation was the relationship was doomed to fail.
Yeah, if he ended up getting to a point where he was okay with cheating on her, he clearly didn't love her enough.
So if you want to know what would have happened, Chyna would have got a paycheck from the alimony.
Yeah, that's kind of... it would have been my ex-husband Triple H instead of my ex-Triple H.
Uh-huh. I know it just goes against everything that I fucking just said initially where, yeah, her life would be fine. I think thinking about it more, I've kind of digested it, and no, her life would have probably ended up the same, except she would have had some more money for drugs.
And maybe she would have died earlier because of that. Or, you know what, maybe that would have been the case where she could have got some better drugs and not died or something. I don't know. Like...
fucking no. It's just, it's a shitty thing that happened with her, but I think she's just one of those people that was so self-destructive that she was doomed to just crash and burn.
Yeah, she probably had, like, too bad of a past. And you know what would have been weird, though? If she would have been with Triple H, she wouldn't have ended up with Sean Waltman. And how would that have affected Waltman? You know, that's kind of weird, because he was with a couple different people, and they seemed all terrible, so maybe he would have been, like, worse off, or... I don't know, that's kind of strange. But...
yeah, if they stayed together, happily ever after. Otherwise, same thing, just more cash.
And Stephanie probably would have married some random-ass businessman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably would. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if she ended up with another wrestler, but even if Vince was against it, might have just been, like, a waif over down the line.
That would have been great if it's, like... this parallel universe where she's bringing home, like, Funaki or something.
Oh, man. If I put her with one of his yes man, fucking John Laurinaitis.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Can I call you Dad?
I'm so happy to be a McMahon now. I guess I'm the ace at the McMahons.
We're the most powerful company in the world and the most powerful family.
Hey, and if that would have happened, the Road Warriors wouldn't be suing. Well, whatever Road Warrior. Which one's alive, Hawk or Animal?
Animal.
Animal. So yeah, Animal wouldn't be suing because he's related to Johnny Ace.
And Johnny Ace wouldn't be married to Brie Bella's mom. So.
Isn't that a weird wrestling family, though? The fucking... you've got Road Warrior, Animal, Johnny Ace, John Cena, Daniel Bryan, and the Bellas. What a fucking bunch of weirdos.
It's like the oddball card of, like, 30 years from now, if people weren't still involved in WWE and they're just on some random-ass wrestling show, you know?
Dude, that might be the next big wrestling family, though.
What would be a
I don't know what you call it. I don't know what you call them, because you can't call what it's, you can't call them the Road Warrior Ace Cena Bryan family.
I guess the linchpin is the Garcias.
Yeah, I guess that's so. Strange. But then you're fucking naming an entire legacy that includes John Cena and Daniel Bryan and attributing it to the fucking Bellas.
Well, then you know what happens? Birdie Joe Danielson ends up marrying, like, The Rock's kid or something.
And then you thing is, that how many how many fucking adult? You know what? That's not too far off. That's real possible that the that family gets linked with how many of them are in wrestling
with, like, the Hearts or something.
Yeah, like, even Camacho's part of the fucking family, and I never knew that.
He is.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know for the longest time. He's one of the fucking Bullet Club members. He's one of the face painted dudes.
Huh.
Yeah, he's in a fucking tag team with Tama Tonga.
Oh, wait, what is that?
He's Tama, not
Bad he's Luck Folly, is he?
No, he's Tango Rosa, or something like that.
Oh, okay. Because all I know is Bad Luck Folly's name.
If you see one of the ones with white face paint, it's one of him. But yeah, he's... weird. Yeah, fucking Camacho, the guy that played the fucking Mexican, is Samoan. His dad's Haku.
And then you got, like, well, it's a long line of people not knowing what ethnicity they are. Look at Yokozuna. You know? Look at Rikishi, who played the Sultan for a little bit. You know?
Yokozuna is the one that makes me laugh the most. Is it true that he... Do you know if it's true that he died because he had a heart attack seeing a spider?
Oh, I never heard that story, but...
That's what we got. Here's the thing. I got that in a fucking British newspaper. So that's, like, back when I was, young enough for Yoko to be dead. So, yeah, it was a while ago.
Seeing a spider. That would, like... I don't know. Imagine just kind of being like, well, why did he die? And be like, that spider over there. And it's just like, I'm sorry.
He was really scared of me. I tried to tell him it was okay.
I'm just a spider, bro.
Spider bro.
Spider. This question started off with, oh, the Stephanie and Triple H and all that.
Oh, shit. Spider bro would be such a better movie. If you're not a bro without the suit, then you're nothing.
Let's go with Frankie. I don't know how to pronounce your last name, Frankie. Di Caligero?
Let's just say he's Frankie Munoz so that we can have someone famous write us in.
Question number one is life unfair?
Yes, very. Next. By the way, fuck you for not liking Malcolm in the Middle. I love that show.
I just did not like that show.
Tell us if you like Malcolm in the Middle in the comment section, and if you do, tell Tony to go fuck himself.
And also timestamp it.
Yeah, timestamp it.
APM left a comment the other day, and he's like, I'm not going to timestamp this. Fuck this.
Okay, he gets like privileges.
He does. Question number one from Frankie. Is Rusev underrated, in your opinion? Underrated by some people, overrated by Dane. Dane is like way too big of a Rusev fan.
I'll put it this way. He could be in the main event tomorrow. More than ready enough. He can talk. He can work. People don't want to give him credit for his in-ring work, but it depends who he's in the ring with. You put him against Cena, it's going to look like shit. Put him against Roman Reigns, it's going to look like shit. Put him against the right guy, fantastic. He's gotten better, too. I think they just need to give him more time. Stop dropping him with the stop-and-start pushes, because fuck me. He was on fire during that US title run.
What, his first one?
Yeah. Or at least the feud with Cena. Like, up to that point.
Yeah.
And then Cena fucking bulldozed him. Do you remember when I was going... Yep, it's going to be great till he hits Cena and I think it was Kane going, no, it's going to be fine, it's going to be fine.
They invested so much time in it, you think that they're going to just drop him off? And it's like, yeah. Yeah, they did. He's the type of guy that, like, on a brand split, I can see him being world champion. Without the brand split, no. And he's, like, that upper mid-card kind of level, like what Baron Corbin is sort of heading towards and what... Like a Finn Balor is now, even though Finn Balor did win a world title already, it almost doesn't count. It was a one-day thing.
I see Finn Balor as an IC type dude. I don't see him as a main eventer, even though he has a win over Roman. I don't know why.
Yeah, he's not quite there yet. Like, there's a couple people that are in that range, and they can get there eventually, maybe, but Rusev is the type of guy that I think, like, he is good enough that by no means would I be like, oh, they should just get rid of him and replace him with somebody else. No, at the very, very least, Rusev is a great mid-carder. But I don't think that he's really like world champion material. He's going to need a couple decent feuds where he can stand on his own without Lana, I think. And I'm just looking forward to him against Randy Orton. And then they went with Jinder Mahal, and you know, so now they're pushing him aside and stuff, but...
As much as I'd like to see him get a serious push, if they gave him the fucking farm boy gimmick and actually had him play that character, I wouldn't be against it.
That was
big,
pretty
big
funny.
Big like... Bar Follow Me, is it?
I think it was that, yeah.
I'm going to do it for all the southern countries. I was fucking dying when he said that.
So much of Southpaw was great. I actually have on my list of the running tally for the 2017 awards... One of my, like, few narrowed down best character things is Chet Cheddarfield. I love that whole Fandango thing.
I love that entire series. That's some of the best stuff they've put out on the network.
They said they're going to do more.
I hope so.
The response was too good for it.
I hope they get Camp WWE back.
That one I can do without. I want Breaking Ground back. I like that a lot. They did one episode of a season 2, and then they never did a season 2. And I want Legends House again. We have, like, they're dropping like flies, dude. We can't have, we could have had Dusty Rhodes. We could have had, who was the other
one? Yeah, but now they're probably worried that they're going to die in the fucking house.
Maybe. No, just do a spinoff series of cooking with Jimmy Hart, where all he cooks is baked potatoes and baked beans over and over again. I'd watch that. Why not? Oh. And fucking...
Or make Tony Atlas cook it and make people eat his shit. You remember how many? You remember how pissed off everyone was to eat his food?
I'd watch another season of Legends House, man. I'm like,
yeah, I would too. What the fuck were we talking about?
Rusev.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Throw Rusev in Legends House, the Legend of Big Bartholomew, and Chad Too Bad.
Okay, saying I got another theory how to make Legends House better. Right, so you got all the legends, then you change it to. I'm not finished with you live. And I'm Braun Strowman beat the
shit out of him. Shit, I'm down for that too. Why not? Just a two-episode thing. One episode of building up them being like, this is going to be a great summer. And then he wrecks shit at the end of the episode. And then the
next
episode,
do that Godzilla effect where it's... and the house is shaking.
You see the little cup from Godzilla. Oh, not Godzilla. From Jurassic Park with the water. And then the second episode is them all getting loaded up on an ambulance. And by the end of the episode, people are like, oh, is that it? Yeah, we got everybody. And then it's, I'm not finished with you.
Yeah, but if it's based on, if it's similar to Godzilla, we'll only ever see his fucking ankles.
Yeah, but a lot of military people going, did you see that?
Hey, we got one good actor in this movie. Should we kill him off right at the start? Woo! All right, see you, Bryan Cranston.
Kong Skull Island was better.
I actually enjoyed Godzilla, but I was underwhelmed with how little Godzilla I had in my movie. You tend to want a lot of Godzilla in a movie called Godzilla, but it's just me.
Best part of the movie is just, let them fight.
No, my favorite part is Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. Godzilla.
Godzilla.
That was another thing where I cracked the fuck up in the theater. And I'm just the only one laughing about that. And I'm like trying so hard not to make it obvious that I'm laughing, but like damn near tears going down my face, you know?
What's his name? Godzilla. And he says it like that all the time. The worst part about it is he reminds me of my wife's old fucking manager.
He did that, basically, like the way he talked?
Oh no, he never really brought up Godzilla in a serious place.
He should have. But he's just been like, what was that movie with the big reptile thing? You know, he fought like Mothra and stuff.
But he was so stereotypical, just the same way that dude was.
That's great. You gotta like, if you go, it was a like a sushi restaurant, right?
Certainly like half sushi bar, half restaurant.
Go to eat there one day and just be like, hey, like we're here, you remember us? You know? Also, do you remember that movie? Just see if he does it. Just be like, Godzilla. He'd be like, that, he said it. Question number two, three, four, whatever we're on. I don't know. Are you fans of heavy machinery? No, I don't like operating a lot of things like that, especially when I've taken some medication that says...
Asshole.
I think they're okay, but they haven't won me over yet. And their ring attire is awful.
Well, I have never seen them until... Tony showed me a picture of them, and my response was, oh, they're a shit earthquake and typhoon, and Tony said yes, so yeah. That's my assumption of them.
There's a potential future for them, because it's NXT. It's like, you can't expect too much in NXT, you know?
Yeah, but earthquake and typhoon were pretty shit. If you're a shit earthquake and typhoon, you must be pretty crap.
I did like their theme, though. Just a...
What's that?
If they would have done the Freebird role. Earthquake, Typhoon, and Godzilla. Could have had the Dragon guy come out and do it, you know.
It's Dragon. I love the commentary for that.
Question number three. Would you be down with Shinsuke Nakamura and John Cena, preferably at this year's SummerSlam? Do you think that their styles would clash? Down the line, we got to have Nakamura-Cena. I mean, it's just, it's gotta happen.
Okay, after all the Godzilla talk, why'd you have to bring a fucking another Japanese dude up?
Would you be down with Shinsuke Nakamura? Not at SummerSlam. That's too early.
Naka SummerSlam.
I gotta wrestle at SummerSlam. Seen enough matches at SummerSlam to know where that would end up coming down.
This joke is so dumb.
It is. But, I haven't seen Office Space in a few years. I love that movie.
Fuck, I'd see it. I mean, shit, even if it doesn't work out, I'd like to. You never know with Cena. Cena's one of those guys where he's either going to fucking shit the bed or it's going to be amazing.
I'm hoping we get... This is kind of like that, you try to mitigate what things you can use because you don't want to use it at WrestleMania type of talk in my mind right now, where I want Nakamura versus Kevin Owens at SummerSlam. I think that Nakamura needs to win the US title. And Cena should be fighting Baron Corbin, I think.
I don't know when they should do it, but they need to do Nakamura AJ because I don't know about you. Nakamura hasn't had a fucking good match since Sami Zayn.
Not as good, yeah. Like his Samoa Joe stuff's been good enough, but it hasn't been as good as that Sami Zayn one.
Some of those were boring. Like they had one good one.
I think we're getting Nakamura Styles at WrestleMania. That's where I think they're heading.
Would that be the only match like to have gone on Wrestle Kingdom and WWE?
Probably, yeah.
And WrestleMania. I'm sure there's been plenty of matches in both, but...
Because, I mean, most of those guys don't come over to WWE, and then there's like the multi-man type of thing, so you're missing an element to it, you know? So I think that we're getting Nakamura Styles at Mania, and I think that we might get... This is just a random-ass throw it out there right now. I think we could see Owens Orton at WrestleMania. Surprise. Unless they build up Corbin in the meantime. But I think Owens would take that spot.
You kind of have to do it. I mean, Owens versus Orton, I'm surprised we haven't got it yet.
Right.
And I can already tell, like, he's going to throw him up for the powerbomb and Orton's going to come down and RKO his ass.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I could see happening... If they don't do, say, like Cena versus Corbin at SummerSlam, depending on what they do with Jinder Mahal, if he starts going even more in the anti-America thing, bring in John Cena and have him against him, which that could even be for the championship. We could see like Orton Rusev and Cena Jinder Mahal.
I'm going to say this, Jinder might actually be a good enough heel where Roman gets cheered.
You think?
If you put him in a very America town. Can't do it in Chicago.
No.
Can't do it in New York. Can't do it where any of the fucking assholes live.
No California, no Philly, no, you know.
Oh, about you? I'm kind of getting sick of fucking smark fans all the time in crowds. I kind of want them to play along sometimes, and it gets really fucking annoying when they're going to business for themselves. Don't get me wrong. I can't complain. Like, you have the right to do what the fuck you want. Like, but I still think you're a dick.
It sort of depends to me on what they're doing, because like when they do like Neville versus Aries and they're chanting CM Punk, fuck you, you know. Like that's
okay, I'll put it this way: when they shat on Sheamus or Orton, not a problem. I'd shit on it too. But when guys are just busting their ass, or when Roman Reigns comes out and they just fucking show him because it's fun to shit on him, I'm just over it. Just comes off as petty and lame.
I think it's funny when something's bad and they hijack it. But when it adds
entertainment
to
a segment that wouldn't have entertainment.
Yeah, but not if they hijack it in the same old way where they start chanting JBL and Randy Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want them to hijack it in a different way. I want them to start doing, like, you know, chanting some funny shit. Or, like that they've been doing a lot with, like, the beach ball thing. And then the beach ball gets, like, taken away and you hear, ah, asshole, like that kind of stuff. That's kind of funny to me, but I don't like it when it's like, you know, say like Jeff Hardy versus Cesaro or something, and then people are just sitting on their hands, booing and shit. And it's like, well, is it a bad match? No. So what the fuck's the matter with you? You know, like.
It's like, why the fuck are you. I don't get people that just come there to be. Then not have a good time.
The dudes that were to the right of me when we went to see the Raw before WrestleMania, I don't remember seeing them cheer anything or like get excited about anything. They were just like, they were looking at their phones and shit. It was like, can I get like a little kid around? Like that's like,
yeah. Like at Night of Champions, me and Jonna had a small child that copied everything that Jonna would do.
Right.
And that was way more endearing to some fat fuck in a fucking CM Punk shirt that's way too small that it goes to his fucking nipples. Hairy and acne covered fuck going, Yeah, match quality, match fucking rate, work rate's terrible.
Ugh. Yeah, like, I even shut my smart brain off when I'm at a show. It's not like I'm sitting there going, oh, well, later on I'm going to have to talk about how, like, the pacing was slightly off in the latter half of the match. No, just sit there and go, like, fuck you, Enzo. Like, you know, you have fun with it when you're at a fucking event. Like, especially for the people around you, you know?
Like, even if you're going to be negative, at least fucking try. Instead of just sitting there being a fucking miserable fat cunt that needs to get his drink and food away from me before you spill it on me.
Yeah, so that's why Nakamura is not going to fight Cena.
Yeah, so let's try another question and see if we actually stay on top. Ooh, just fucking snorted loud as fuck.
Would you rather have a triple threat match for the Universal title at SummerSlam, Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns, or Lesnar versus Reigns in a one-on-one match at SummerSlam? If you choose the latter, who would Strowman then feud with?
Seemed like a big-ass long run-on sentence. I didn't get a word of that.
Essentially, should it be Lesnar-Reigns at SummerSlam, or a triple threat that includes Strowman? Or what would you do with Strowman? I hope, but I have no faith in it, I hope we get either Strowman beats Lesnar for the title at SummerSlam, or Roman beats Lesnar for the title at either Great Balls of Fire or SummerSlam. I don't want fucking Brock keeping that title. And I really just want to cut to the chase and have Reigns win it to a certain extent, because I would be more interested in seeing something where, like, let's say Roman Reigns wins that Great Balls of Fire Fatal 5-Way. And then you have, or no, the Extreme Rules Fatal 5-Way. He gets the title shot at Great Balls of Fire, beats Brock Lesnar, fucking beast of a guy that beat Goldberg and all that other kind of stuff. Roman Reigns then, in this year, retired The Undertaker and beat the dude who beat Goldberg and whatever. You know he's going to get booed to all hell. And you set him up for somebody at, like, SummerSlam against, say, I don't know, like, Finn Balor. Just, you know, a fun match or something. Maybe you do a rematch against Brock Lesnar, whatever. But Braun Strowman is so fucking fun to watch. And they have to hear that people cheer him and stuff. Keep the same character, but build him up, have him take the title from Reigns at Survivor Series. Imagine how great that would be.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same boat as you. I want the end game to be that Braun Strowman wins. I don't care for too much for a triple threat match. I'm not a big fan of them. I like them on an occasion if you've got some fast-paced guys like AJ Styles, Joe and Daniels. That's the type of triple threat match I like. WWE doesn't do too much of a good job with them. So I'm more of an advocate for a singles match.
And I think what we're going to be getting, unfortunately, is just going to be Finn Balor versus Brock Lesnar. And they're going to drag this out, and they're going to try to do Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, and nobody's going to give a shit.
I think they're really high on Finn Balor, and we're going to see him get a super push. Unless Kurt goes with Baylor, but...
Baylor. We jumped on that one. It was just,
I think,
like, Baylor, he fucked up. Ah.
The way he said it, I think he realized he fucked up.
I hope so. Then you go backstage, and he's just like, did I say Balor or Baylor? You said Baylor.
Just like to point out that I derailed the topic again.
Not too far off,
but
we still,
yeah,
have this in sight.
No, I'm not a fan of Finn Balor right now, as much as they're pushing him. I think I need to be reintroduced and warmed back up to him.
I kind of want him to be more in the mid card a little bit.
Honestly, should be on 205 Live.
I was looking forward to a Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt feud, just to see, like, what they would do with the entrances and stuff. And I figured that would be good enough for SummerSlam.
Yeah, didn't they fucking tease that? Now they've just kind of, like, dropped it?
I think it's because of Strowman's injury. I think I fucked up their plans a lot.
Okay, just hear me out if you think this logic's a bit weird. I'm totally going off topic again, but I don't care. So you're out of dude, so you're kind of, like, short on matches. What sense is it to put your three biggest fucking feuds all in one match on a pay-per-view that's got to be 3 hours long?
I don't understand that at all either. I thought for sure that this was going to turn into Finn versus Bray, Dean Ambrose versus The Miz, Roman Reigns versus, like, they would just kind of figure it out, sort of. Maybe even give them the fucking pay-per-view off. Maybe, I don't know. Seth Rollins versus Samoa Joe, and then you've got half the card figured out already. You get the women's match, you got the tag team match, You only need about two more for like
but those guys. Show, whatever. You can make several like 15-20 minute matches. It takes up a lot of fucking time. I don't understand why they'd cram it all on a show that's lacking stars.
The only reason I can see that them doing that is because they figure Extreme Rules can, like, they can take a hit for that, but they can't as much for Great Balls of Fire because it sounds ridiculous, and that they can't for SummerSlam.
Here's the thing, I think SummerSlam's the time to do that type of shit. When you've got two brands, so you can make up for some of the like missing power. Doing it on one branded show is a really dumb fucking idea.
Well, we do have like what's the card right now? We've got the Fatal Five Way, we got the Bayley and Bliss, the tag title match, the cruiserweight match.
Not gonna lie, I'm probably only tuning in for the last hour of that show. Fuck me.
Dean Ambrose and The Miz. And then we got room for, like, I don't know, they're probably gonna do something like Goldust versus R-Truth in the pre-show. Yeah. Well, that takes us into another question here. Do you like the Great Balls of Fire name? No.
Nope.
Next. It's stupid. Bring back Breaking Point. It's a good all right. fucking name.
I'm all for giving, like, using songs, lyrics, song titles to use as a pay-per-view name if it fucking sounds cool.
Sure.
But this doesn't.
You don't do, like, Monster Mash. You don't do, It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To.
WWE presents Zippity Doodah.
Yeah. That it's, since they like to do the thing now where it's, like, Payback and Backlash, that it's, and the SmackDown branded one, Zippity Day.
It's a Zippity Day. Yes, it is. See, you got your fucking advertisement right there. WWE, book it.
Oh, man. That's Great Balls of Fire is a stupid name. Like, that sounds like an old-timey thing. Like, that's the type of shit that, like...
It might have flowed in the fucking, like, period it was released. God damn. 2017. In the 80s,
that would have worked. In the 70s, it would have worked. 90s, it would have looked fucking stupid.
It would have got away with it more, though.
If it was in your house, Great Balls of Fire.
Maybe if it was a sudden pay-per-view that you added in your house, made that increasingly funnier. I don't know why.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it all. Like,
I'm just going to get in my house from a long day. Oh my god, who put these giant balls of fire?
I love that that image that was going around. It said, this is the oldest you've ever been and the youngest that you'll ever be again. Let that sink in. What does it fucking want now? It's a picture of a sink and a door. In your house, Great Balls of Fire. Where? Yeah, Great Balls of Fire is a dumb name. I really don't understand how they did that, because we had rumors that it was going to be Bad Blood, and I was like, that's not going to happen. They're not going to do that in the PG era. No
way. They need to spell it with seven Ds.
They add a D every year. It's like with the WrestleMania, like XXIX, XXX, like that kind of thing. Bad Blood. Blah, 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 blah.
I don't understand why they did that. Someone's an idiot.
It's edgy. Oh, it's got two Ds. It's bad, you know.
Oh, double D's. Fucking... Oh, they probably did do it for that reason, didn't they? Fucking yep. Attitude Era cockheads.
Exactly why. That's when you do, like, it's Insurrection with an X. Like, you know? Ugh. Hate that crap. Another question here. If you had to choose, who would you want Asuka to face as a dream opponent when she comes up to the main roster besides Bayley? Isn't the money match Asuka Charlotte?
You said dream. I don't have a fucking women's dream match. I don't think I ever will until, like, they're way more established. There's not... It's kind of odd. But if you're, like, what's the money feud? Charlotte, I guess.
They've put Charlotte as the top woman for, like, 2 years. At this point, even if I don't necessarily agree with it, that's the match that they're going to build towards. But I would rather see Asuka, Becky Lynch. I'd rather see Asuka, Natalya.
Asuka Naomi would be interesting.
Yeah, that could be fun. Naomi's been proving herself pretty well. Asuka Alexa Bliss at this point could be pretty good. Like,
the annoying thing is, Charlotte's got to be the babyface if she faces Asuka right now, and Charlotte is a terrible fucking babyface. I don't know why they made that choice.
She really sucks at that. Like, she does not know what she's
doing. I'm sorry, you cannot blame Ric Flair anymore. She's just shit in that role.
Mm. She's she's like, I can't deny that Charlotte's good in the ring. She just is. She's not the best ever, like they're making her out to be in my mind. But
she has brief moments of really awesome heel work, but for the most part, all of her character work is terrible.
Yep. She is really drastically overrated as a heel, and god-awful as a babyface, especially in comparison. It's like, at least with a heel, I know where you're going. It's not as good as you think it is, but I know where you're going. Babyface is like...
She talks like she's reading lines.
Yeah. And she doesn't know what to do after a match, too. This last week on SmackDown, when I forget who fucking won, like Becky won a match or something, Charlotte's like standing there going like, do I hug him? Do I give him a raise of the hand? Do I smile? I don't know. Like, that was a bad choice. I don't think Charlotte should have been feuding with the Welcoming Committee. She should have been the head of the Welcoming Committee, kind of.
Just being her own thing, you should have just turned some of the Welcoming Committee to face her.
It could. I still think Natalya's a bad heel, too.
You know what annoys me in this situation? We've been advocating that for Naomi to get her fucking spot and a push. Okay, we all understand that Charlotte's going to be the queen when she gets there. But she could have been her new Sasha. How Sasha was elevated and had all these great feuds because she was with Charlotte. They robbed Naomi of that, and I think it's kind of shitty.
I think they're going to get around to it. I think that they're going to realize Charlotte sucks as a babyface, and they're just going to turn her back.
I hope so.
Carmella, I think, is what's going to do it.
I really feel bad for Naomi in this situation. She got fucked over.
Yeah, because she's being overlooked, and she's the champion.
Mm-hmm.
This has all been about Charlotte ever since the Superstar Shakeup.
And don't get me wrong, I knew it was going to be that, but it could have been about both of them.
Yeah, the two of them feuding with each other, Naomi being the champion, Charlotte being the challenger.
You could have stretched that out to 6 months, where you just like interchange her opponent every other month.
I don't know if I would go that far, but...
Well, no, that could have been like your main SmackDown feud for your women's division. Every time Naomi fails, she earns the right back and gets back into it. I think that could have been a major program, and they fucked up.
I'm thinking they're hoping for Asuka. I think that's what they're planning for.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, spoiler alert for people that don't really know too much about the NXT tapings, but they had said Ember Moon was going to be out for 6 months. She's back already. They taped something for what's probably going to air like the 14th of June or so, where she beats like Peyton Royce or something. So it's Peyton Royce. So Asuka is dropping that title at Brooklyn. She's losing to Ember Moon. There is no fucking way she doesn't.
That's sad. I'd rather her just vacate it.
Yeah, not going to happen at this point, though. They're setting Ember Moon up way too much for that.
It's not that I dislike Ember. Asuka
comes up like the night afterward, I think.
It's not that I dislike Ember Moon. I just think you've got a good thing going, and it's not like Ember Moon needs to beat Asuka. So no one's going to fucking... If she beats Asuka, no one's going to go, oh, yeah, she's on the same level as Asuka. It's going to be like, all right, cool, she won the title.
You know what I wouldn't mind seeing? Because I do kind of like the idea of Asuka being still like a... like. Top like a dominant sort of woman. If she loses the match with like something really cheap, like it's like a good back and forth, Ember Moon's putting up a good fight, Asuka's, you know, still putting up a good fight, whatever like that, and then they're just like something weird happens and Asuka gets rolled up and loses, where it's not like a flat out pinfall, it's like, damn, you got a quick couple of seconds, and then Asuka's just kind of like, fuck this, I'm gonna wreck shop on SmackDown's roster. Because the night after that's going to be SummerSlam, so maybe she comes out and fucks everybody over or something, you know?
I'd rather just do the Paige thing and just fucking beat the shit out of whoever the champion is and just race her NXT title and go, fuck you, I'm here.
When you said the Paige thing, I was like, the sex tape, Marion Del Rio, the which Paige thing?
Oh, yeah, I suppose I should be a little more specific. I guess can't talk about her career anymore.
Speaking of the NXT Women's Division, actually, that's a good transition for that. When will Billie Kay and Peyton Royce move up to the main roster?
Not for a fucking long time, I hope.
I could see them coming up pretty soon, actually.
It's not that I dislike them. Fucking NXT needs them.
They do need them, but they are bringing a couple more people in there. They got Lacey Evans, Sonya Deville. They've got, oh god, what's her face? Bianca Belair.
Give that bitch Cruella Deville, like a Cruella Deville gimmick. I'd totally be fine with that.
Which one?
You said one of the last names, Deville.
Sonya Deville?
Yeah, give her a fucking Cruella Deville gimmick.
That's the one who used to, her real name is Daria Baronado. She was on the Tough Enough one. She's that boxer chick.
That thing I never watched.
Yeah. So they've got a couple more people that to bring it in, and then we got the women's tournament coming up. So they can fill a lot of those spots.
Oh, yeah. I should totally forget about the fucking Mae Young Classic.
Yeah. Do you like the name, by the way?
I'm a little confused by it because Fabulous Moolah had the title heritage, but I'm not offended by it because I know how much Mae Young meant to that company. I know Vince had... From what I understand, Fabulous Moolah terrorized everybody in her heyday, and Mae Young's beloved by everyone backstage, so it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And even though it is the whole thing with Fabulous Moolah being like the champion or whatever, she had the championship run. That's good enough, you know? I didn't think about this until after I recorded the hot tags, but it also seems a little bit weird to call a tournament the Fabulous Moolah Classic Tournament because it almost makes it seem like it's like the Lots and Lots of Money tournament or something, you know? Like, but yeah, Billie Kay and Peyton Royce, I think, are going to be coming up around the summer because they're not doing much with them with these tapings, and that's usually a good sign that they're going to move somebody up. Plus, they're ready, you know? But that's weird about what they do with them because they got to go to the same show. And Summer Rae has been ready to come back, but they haven't brought her back yet. So if Summer Rae goes to SmackDown, which I think that she will, I think Peyton Royce and Billie Kay are going to go to Raw. We'll see. Another return kind of related sort of thing. Question is, do you believe Shelton Benjamin will come to WWE?
Eventually, but I'm the opposite of Tony. I think he's old and I don't want to see him anymore.
I think the fact that they signed him before means he wants to and they want him. So somewhere down the line they will.
I saw him in Ring of Honor. Wasn't that impressed. Don't really care.
I haven't seen him in years. So.
I mean, it was going back a while. It was back when he was wrestling the Briscoes and they had some great matches. But then I watched some of the stuff in between and I'm like, all right, so this is what you normally do when the Briscoes aren't with you.
I still have not seen a single Briscoes match.
Well,
unless you count Gerald Briscoe or Wes.
For as much shit as we give them because of the crappy fucking redneck gimmick, they are very good wrestlers. Very good indie wrestlers, but they are very good.
Unbeknownst to you, you just gave us a good transition. Between Mike
Godzilla.
Bennett, Maria. Between Mike Bennett, Maria, Crazy Steve, and the possibilities of Leo Rush and Adam Cole, who do you think would be the best addition?
Adam Cole.
I know nothing about anybody other than Maria. And she's not that great. She's hot, but she's not good.
Leo's term looks too much like a child, at least the last time I saw him, so I don't want to see him. What is Leo Rush?
Leo Rush, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, he looks like a fucking child. Who else was there?
Crazy Steve.
Crazy Steve, don't get the appeal of him, didn't really enjoy the fucking TNA broken stuff way too much, so... Honestly, I think the broken things become bigger because of the lawsuit.
Maybe, yeah.
Mike Bennett's
another one.
Who?
Mike Bennett.
Mike Bennett? Maria. Yeah, he'd definitely be it. Actually, I'd probably say he'd be more of an attribute than Adam Cole would be. I didn't hear him. But you got to bring Maria with him. It's a package.
Yeah. Well, they actually signed a deal, apparently.
Oh, sweet. Well, you're going to get to see him. He's a really good in-ring worker. I've seen his body fluctuate, so... He's going to have to, like, make sure that he maintains it in NXT, but I haven't seen him in a while, but from what I've seen, very good.
The way I kind of look at everybody is, if WWE thinks they're good enough, I'll give them a shot. You know, I don't know anything about them, so sure, Adam Cole, bring him in there. Throw him in fucking NXT for all I know. Like, do whatever.
Adam Cole's going to struggle with his size, but as far as his talking goes and his in-ring work goes, he's fantastic. Though I saw a video of the Bullet Club teasing that he's sticking around, so... Just wait and see on that.
Yeah, they did that with a couple of people.
Yeah, they do. They all like to fuck around, don't they? And then there's Finn Balor that's like outside of TNA headquarters, and then he's like throwing up Bullet Club signs, always trolling everyone.
Turns out to be the Young Bucks are going to show up on 205 Live tomorrow, even though it's not taping tomorrow. It'll happen. Would the Hardy Boys be better off separate? Will they afterwards? Afterwards? I guess after their title reign.
What was the question?
Would the Hardy Boys be better off separate? Will they afterwards? I'm assuming it's, would the Hardy Boys be better off if they split up, and will they split up after they lose the titles? I'm assuming that's what it is. I don't think that they're better off separate yet. I think you need to ride the nostalgia wave for a little bit, because people are fine with them the way that they are now, and then you can start branching off after that. But definitely after they split up. Don't split them up like when they're still tag champs.
I say let Matt do his broken thing and let Jeff Hardy split up, because I think Jeff's a great fucking big babyface star for them. Stick him on Raw, have Matt go on SmackDown. You can have a lot of fun with that.
That's where I could see them going in the future. It's just a matter of, like, you gotta do the tag team thing for now, and when you set up another tag team, probably Enzo and Cass, to win as, like, the next baby faces to win, then you need to make sure that by that point you've got the rights to the broken thing. That's it.
Man, they've got to be... I hope they... Like, I've heard people saying they need to bring in, like, all the other broken family members, and I'm like, do not bring Ruby Sky into that company. They will get fired in the... They will get fired in the first week.
I wouldn't even be surprised if she's not allowed backstage.
Shit, I wouldn't.
The way that she acts.
Like, don't get me wrong, she's right when it comes to the Impact scenario, but that bitch is crazy.
Yeah. Well, she was going to flip out. Tyler Breeze followed Matt Hardy on Twitter, and she was like, I was going to flip out on somebody because I saw that the Twitter name was Gorgeous, and I thought it was a chick, and I was going to go nuts and whatever, and it's like, no, it's Tyler Breeze. He's a cop. Don't flip out.
It's cop. It's all right.
I love the Fashion Files. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite acts on SmackDown right now.
The best thing was Fandango with the, he's like, how did the, what was the word that he was using? Now I'm blanking on it. The undercover work thing. What was the word for that?
I don't know, dude. The J. Jimmy walk-in thing was the first thing that hooked me on them. I'm like, all right, I'm in for this gimmick.
Reconnaissance. That's what the word was. And he's like, the undercover work. I was just like, that's fucking great. You know, he's pulling a Taz here.
It's a really good actor. In fact, everything that was on SmackDown with them, like having the two matches and the tag match, was so much fun.
And turning into badges and the guns.
I actually fucking got, like, sucked into thinking they might, like, win the tag titles too. I knew somewhere that they wouldn't, but, like, part of me was just hoping.
Yeah. I would have been fine with it.
I think they can. I hope they continue that feud.
Oh, here's a quick one. Would you consider watching Slammiversary for Impact Wrestling? Nope.
Next.
Yep. When do you believe Kenny Omega will come to WWE, if he even would? 2018.
2018, 2019, yeah. Sounds a good period.
They're not going to sign him the rest of this year.
Let him have another Wrestle Kingdom match and he'll be ready.
Yeah, he's got to come. He has too many friends in the company by this point.
You got to see the Young Bucks there too soon. I imagine so. But then again, the Young Bucks are probably doing just as much merchandise as any fucking one else in WWE. Well, other than like the top guys, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. They could hold out, I think, a little bit longer than Kenny Omega will.
Kenny Omega and the Young, well, more the Young Bucks, but they've figured out how to get, like, make bank outside of WWE. But you got to wonder, like, how fun is it to be in Japan all your fucking time? Imagine you want some home comforts.
Yeah. Unless it's like, you know, you kind of dig the environment. You kind of don't want to do, like, all the traveling. You know, if you want to stay in one kind of area, maybe. But they do a lot of traveling by doing other shows. So, you know. I could see the Young Bucks not showing up for a little bit after Kenny Omega. But I do think Kenny Omega is coming after Wrestle Kingdom. Just post-WrestleMania debut.
I'd say Kenny Omega's more likely to do it. Actually, I could see the Young Bucks never turning up at WWE, but they're too good for them not to.
WWE's been specifically signing, like, everybody that they can. They've been really good with this recently.
Well, it's because New Japan's expanding to the US and the UK's actually getting, like, televised deals. They're kind of in panic mode.
Good. Light a fire under their ass. That's why we've got these people coming.
The annoying thing is, though, is they're not getting competition. They're buying everyone out before. They're buying everyone's stars before it becomes competition.
I'm okay with that.
It's nice
to see these, like, you know, the Nakamura matches and stuff.
Yeah, it's cool having all those talents, but at the same time, like, they get better when they've got something to compete against.
That's true.
If those guys never get their foot in the fucking door.
We kind of talked about this one already. Would you rather see Nakamura Styles, Nakamura Owens at WrestleMania?
Nakamura Styles, easy.
Yeah.
Fucking match was too good not to repeat.
Nakamura Owens at SummerSlam, Nakamura Styles at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger match, too. Like, I like Kevin Owens, but it's the bigger match.
That's a match.
Thank you, Drew.
He called when, that.
When will the Sasha heel turn happen? Will we get Sasha versus Bayley? Well, eventually when the heel turn does, that's the money match for that one. Possibly WrestleMania. On a side note, is there a chance Alexa Bliss turns face? Well, Sasha has to turn heel, and she has to face Bayley. It's a guarantee. It's just, that's going to happen.
Sasha's a terrible babyface, too. She should have been turned heel quite a while ago, but now they can do it on a bigger stage. Alexa Bliss will turn babyface inevitably.
Somewhere down the line, she will. I don't think it's going to happen soon.
Yeah, not anytime soon, but she just needs to not go back to their glamour, glitz, sparkle.
You had a good thing going there with the glamour, glitz, because she did really do that at the beginning of that. That was annoying. Let's move on to Peter's questions here. This one's a funny one. It's not supposed to be funny, but we laughed because we're horrible people. Do you think Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy has autism? I read an article saying yes. I highly doubt that that was a plan.
You did not read an article saying he has autism. You read an article about a kid that responded well to Drax because he had autism and he related to him. And
oh, that's what the article was? I didn't bother looking it up.
I've saw it a long time ago, so I knew what he was referencing. But that's basically it. It was a kid that had autism, and he related to Batista because Batista... Well, sorry, Drax, because Drax didn't understand shit like he did.
He related to Batista because of
that. Yeah.
It'd be great if it was just kind of like... You know how like people think like, oh, you know, that guy's Batman. And it's like, no, he's just Christian Bale. And it's like, no, he's always Batman to me. It's like... It'd be great if like the Guardians of the Galaxy thing's just sort of like, yeah, Batista, yeah, he suffers from that too. Like, he's sort of... I don't think that they... James Gunn's never said anything that I've come across about that being the case, but...
Yeah, he's not autistic, dude. He just misinterpreted the article.
Yeah. Question two, do you listen to Renee Young's podcast Regular Girls? Dean's name is John, if didn't know, as Renee referenced him that way. I look up the Wikipedia thing so we know like the real names of the people, but I didn't know Renee Young had a podcast.
Neither did I. The only real podcast I listen to wrestling-wise now is Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Solo Monster Sounds Off. Everything else, I just kind of avoid. I get wrestling overload otherwise.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Lillian Garcia's.
She has a podcast, too.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You got a podcast.
About 10 minutes of it.
You got a podcast, and you got a podcast.
What was your reaction to Charlotte getting hacked? I said this is getting out of control. Anyone can be hacked. What if Tony got hacked? So my question is, what if you guys got hacked? All right, well, first off,
don't have
impression
any...
of the Charlotte one.
I mean, well, as far as what I saw, she's in pretty good shape. Nice boobs. Sucks that it happened to her. Don't put your shit online.
That's kind of what it goes with, and... As far as like what would happen if we got hacked, I would be more concerned with like my passwords being compromised than of any kind of pictures, because I got a dick. Everybody has a dick. Who cares?
I don't have any fucking nudes online because I'm not a dumbass.
I don't have any dick.
I don't have any nudes online, so I don't have to worry about that.
There might be a picture of me online. I don't fucking know. I'm not famous enough to have people tag
I'll
it on
put website. It this way. I'd be a lot more worried if one of our fucking chat logs got released.
Yeah, that's a lot worse. All the bad things that we say
Or if somebody fucking got a hold of like any audio after the show, that would scare me.
Yeah, that'd be worse.
I'm pretty confident. Don't get me wrong. I think between me, you, and Peyton, we probably have some of that audio to blackmail each other with if we ever needed to. But, I'd be worried if it got into anyone else's hands.
Yeah, that, the whole, like, getting hacked and, like, leaked photos and stuff. First off, I'm no fucking 10 out of 10. Nobody wants to see me fucking naked. And if they do... There you go. There's my dick. I don't fucking care. You know, like, I'm a nobody compared to a celebrity. So, not gonna happen.
He spikes his pubes, too.
If that were the case, I would just post a picture of it. Just be like, fuck yeah, I do, but...
There's some douche that does that.
There probably is. Some fucking Jersey Shore jackass.
It gives it frosted tops.
Uses that like B beeswax type of stuff where it's like, you know, you do the hair one time and you don't have to do it again for a month, that type of shit. Ugh. Question, whatever we're on here. Will Charlotte become the first NXT Raw and SmackDown champion, one-upping Alexa? Will Mickie James win the Raw and SmackDown title, becoming the first Women's Divas and Knockouts champion?
Yep.
Yeah, basically. Nobody that's on the main roster is going to go down to win the NXT one, so Alexa's not going to win the NXT one.
I don't expect any of the girls to get traded from Raw right now, and Charlotte will probably be champion in a month.
Yep. So that's a guarantee. And Mickie James, I don't know if she's going to win the title again.
Nah, she's in a Natalya role. It'd be cool if they did it, but...
I'd support it. Even if it was just like a quick title reign. Mickie James looks fantastic right now, and she hasn't lost a step.
You want to bring like some of those old ladies back to fucking dominate the division? Bring Victoria back too. I wouldn't mind a championship run from her. She can work better than most of them. Gail Kim, bring her in too.
I'm really hoping Victoria's in that tournament.
Victoria and Gail Kim. Gail Kim's probably the best women's wrestler in the world right now.
Isn't she still like signed with TNA?
TNA doesn't have written contracts, and so
that's right. You brought that up about that. Yeah, fuck it. Then bring her back. Gail Kim's good, and maybe her husband can help with the catering. Do you think that the Usos make it to June 14th as tag champs and Naomi June 26th to become the longest reigning champions? No, for Naomi necessarily. I don't know, it's about a month away. Definitely for the Usos. They're not dropping it in the next 2 weeks.
Agreed.
Or 3 weeks, no. Does SmackDown take Raw's jobbers and turn them into something? Yep.
What was that question?
Does SmackDown take the jobbers from Raw and turn them into something better?
Oh, yeah. And don't get me wrong, when they get traded back to Raw, they're fucked. Yep. Kurt Hawkins made me laugh. He said, everybody knows that Jinder got traded for me. You might as well just hand over that Universal title now, Brock Lesnar.
wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But Jinder Mahal's proof. He wasn't doing shit on Raw. They bring him on SmackDown. They give him like 3-4 weeks and he's a fucking champion.
Hats off to that guy. They got fucking fired from the company, takes a bunch of steroids, comes back and wins the championship.
Chris Masters right now is just like, fuck! What am I gonna do, man?
I wouldn't be surprised if he is being given like a pass because of his ethnicity so that they can like crack that market.
There is a live tour in September.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised like after they get everything off the ground if suddenly he gets popped.
Yeah. It's like a week after he loses the championship.
I don't know if this is true, but I heard they fucking changed the lights to cover his back knee.
Really?
That's what's been going around. I don't know if it has any validity to it. But if that's fucking true, then they know it. They're basically know, and they're avoiding the situation.
And it's not like Jinder Mahal's like anything special, you know? But they just don't have any other people that are set up for that. They weren't going to give the world title to Rhea Daivari.
Well, they can't bring 7-foot McNoney's back.
Isn't he like a cop now or something? No, he used to be a cop. Now he's running a...
School. Wrestling. Yeah, he's teaching people to wrestle.
You can teach him how to chop. Now pay me $1,000.
Yeah, like in 10 years, we're going to be like, why isn't there any Indian stars coming out? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, we got the good tag team, the Choppy McChoppersons. Question next. Do you think we will see another female champion for a male title like Lucha Underground has Sexy Star with the Gift of Gods and World Championships? Not in WWE.
Ditto.
Yeah, I don't think they want to have women fight men in WWE anymore.
Yeah, it's just the situation they're avoiding. Just looks bad.
Unless there's some kind of weird transgender thing.
Unless Mae Young was still alive, then they'd just beat the shit out of her because lol. Look, she was there. She was the exception.
She gets to the finals of the Mae Young Classic and then somebody powerbombs her or something. Do you think Lucha Underground does right with no commercials during a match unless it's an elimination or hour-long Ironman match? I've never seen Lucha Underground, so I don't know, but they just started doing the thing with SmackDown and the picture-in-picture commercial stuff, and
but they
like
don't
that.
Always do it, though.
Don't always do what? The
picture? Yeah, sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. It's fucking annoying. Cut away
it
from
looks the... like they do it for matches, but...
They cut it. No, they cut away from the tag match.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I tend not to pay attention anyway. I was making dinner around that time, but... if they do that all the time with all the matches, I think that that's the right way to go. No commercials is weird. Even though I don't like commercials, it's weird.
Nah, I don't
get as much money, you know?
I don't want commercials. Like, it just takes me out of the match. Totally takes me out of the match. Honestly, the picture-in-picture takes me out of the match, too.
Ideally, there wouldn't be any commercials. But then they'd be like, well, then we got to do the commercials during the match, like by just being like, this is brought to you by KFC at the bottom of the screen and shit, you know? And I hate those little bugs.
I prefer that than cutting away.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess if it's not like too...
We have like bullshit on the screen in all professional sports. I'm used to it.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, you know what? Disregard what I said. Mega's right. Right. Which side are you taking in the Wednesday night war between NXT and Lucha Underground? Is there really even a war? I don't think anybody really watches Lucha Underground all that much.
Well, considering there's doubt that they're even getting signed for another season, I think it's pretty safe to say NXT is going to win. But I don't watch either of them. I only watch the TakeOver specials. And Lucha Underground, it's cool and all, but I kind of lost interest. It was one of those things where it was something different, and because it was different, it was new and fun. Now I'm over it.
NXT is the type of thing where every week I skip through to make sure that my spoilers are right.
I tend to watch the British matches if it's a good one, and that's about it.
Do you think that we're going to get a Hardy's revenge match at Extreme Rules, which is a steel cage with a roof with weapons hanging? Nah, standard cage match.
Yep.
That's the Asylum thing. They will do that with her fucking Dean Ambrose if they want to do it again. Since WWE broke up Beer Money's reunion tour last year, do you think WWE owes us a Beer Money reunion in WWE? They don't owe us, but this is more of a James Storm problem.
Yeah, he came to NXT and he left NXT, and I was very disappointed because I fucking loved having him there.
He needs to come back.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, he fucking dwarfed everybody on that brand. He would look like a legit superstar by comparison. Was that a little chunkier than he should have been, but he could have lost that.
Yeah, well, shit, they've got Cassius Ohno right now, and they don't care.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Take the shirt off. I'd rather look at the fucking jiggly rolls.
He looks really bad.
Do not wear a fucking shirt with trunk. Oh my. That is the worst look I've seen in WWE, period.
Let's put it this way. I have, a couple weeks ago, I went through and I changed the awards for the end of the year. I got rid of the Future Endeavor Award because I was just like, you know what? It really doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, the most unfortunate Future Endeavor or suspension doesn't really matter. But I added two more awards. One of them is the best and the worst couple of the year, on-screen couple. So it's like Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella, John Cena and Nikki Bella, etc. But I also added the best and the worst ring attire. And the main reason why was because I wanted to give the worst to Cassius Ohno.
Like, it's real bad. He doesn't seem to be losing any weight either.
No. And I mean, when I started writing up that list, I started realizing that there were a couple other people. Like, Killian Dane is gross looking. He's got, like, just like a diaper sort of thing. And Heavy Machinery look kind of stupid and stuff. But Ohno is like...
I'm glad he's finding work because he is a good wrestler. And for his size, he can move. But Owens is fat, but he's not unpleasant to look at. Ohno's unpleasant to look at.
Owens has been losing weight. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. It's just got like this little baby bump.
He's like, he just looks like he's losing like 5 pounds a week, it seems, almost.
Wyatt doesn't look too bad either these days.
He's getting a little bit more svelte. It's not, you know, pulling off of Finn Balor or anything, but he's like...
He doesn't need to.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like they're getting better in shape. Ohno is just like I know he said before he has some kind of a thyroid thing where it's like it does make him gain weight, so that sucks. So he can't. It's not like 100% on him.
Okay, well, so does my dad, and he's lost multiple stones because he knew that he had to completely change his diet or his diabetes was going to fuck him up too. So
that's the thing, yeah.
So
you got nutritionists and stuff; they can try to figure out.
I'm sorry, that's not an excuse. Like, there's plenty of people that have lost weight, even though they've got a thyroid condition. And honestly, if you're still gaining weight, probably you're on the wrong dosage for your thyroid.
I thought you were gonna wish on diverticulitis on him.
Oh, I can do that too, but I don't really dislike the guy.
Just temporary diverticulitis, just to lose the weight and start back over again. Like a refresh.
So, temperticulitis?
Yeah, James Storm needs to come back. That's what it boils down to.
Oh, yeah, James Storm. Yeah, bring him back.
Do you think that Willow or Itchweed will appear in WWE? How many times do we see Jeff Hardy in the Royal Rumble? I'm calling three. These three. I don't even know what the fuck Itchweed is.
I've never heard of Itchweed, but Willow was the most fucking annoying thing that TNA ever did for Jeff Hardy. I fucking hated the character. Willow talking like that. Fuck that. Willow is fucking annoying.
Yeah, these are Hardy's characters, and I don't think Hardy's going to be able to pull that to WWE and then be like, yeah, do it. They're going to be like, no.
Vince might like that shit.
Maybe they will do it on, like, a weird side thing. Like, I mean, the Tex Ferguson thing is Sex Ferguson from what he used to do on, like, the indies. So he used to, like, make, like, a gimmick kind of thing like that. So they took that and they were like, yeah, but you know, tweak it a little bit to be Tex Ferguson because we're PG. They could do something with Willow if, like, you know, some kind of a backstage segment thing and it's like, what the fuck is this? Like, oh, it's a weird, like, I don't know, like swerved kind of thing. I didn't call it screwed that time. Awesome. I always call it screwed. It could be something like that, but not as like a wrestling character. And I don't know what the fuck Itchweed is, so... They're not going to let him do something with weed in it.
Sounds like an STD.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's either like an STD or it's some kind of like weird plant. Like, is that poison oak? Nah, it's itchweed. Ah, that sucks, dude. Put a little bit of coconut oil on it. Like, you know. We only have two more questions left here, so let's round these out. This one's, I thought that this was fucking weird, too. Who is the scariest superstar in WWE history? I pick Bayley. People with autism don't like to be touched, let alone hugged. Does Bayley have autism?
No, I think he was saying that Bayley would be scary to him because he's autistic and he'd be scared of that.
We need a Bayley and Batista tag team. I thought it was weird that reading it where it was like, who's the scariest superstar in WWE? I pick Bayley. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, I don't think he's saying Bayley's autistic.
Character wise, Kane. Real people, Haku.
There's only one wrestler on that roster that would have ever genuinely struck fear in my heart if he was approaching me. Short of Brock Lesnar, Mark Henry. Dude is the most fucking intimidating man they've ever had.
You don't think that you could just get your wig split and like walk it off?
No. Think he'd break my back.
I think character-wise, though, it's Kane. Like, kayfabe-wise. Because Kane fucking sets people on fire, and he...
Okay, but would you rather be, like, would you rather deal with Kane, or would you rather be held down by Isaac Yankum and have your teeth yanked?
Ooh, do not like the dentist, that's right. Yeah, that's tough. How about Kane as a dentist?
Okay, fair enough, because I don't want to actually leave this conversation saying Isaac Yankum is the scariest wrestler in WWE.
If we go with real people, though, it's fucking Haku.
Oh, shit, if you want to just talk about someone that'll fuck you up, yeah, Haku's apparently like this.
Yeah. I mean, badass. I forget who it was. It was like Rick Steiner or somebody. They were like, if I have a tank and a fucking automatic rifle and I'm fighting Haku, Haku wins.
Well, I love that. Haku was backstage in WCW when D-Generation X fucking tried to break in with a tank. People were saying if they got in there, Haku would have fucking murdered him.
He is the fucking scariest. He like fucking rips people's like body parts off and shit. Like when you get legit badasses saying, I don't fuck with Haku, you don't fuck with Haku.
Like short of Lesnar, like Lesnar might be the only person that can fuck with him.
Dude, how great would that have been? Like, Haku in his prime versus Brock Lesnar in his prime? Fucking well,
Brock would whoop him because he's trained, but it'd still be fun. If they both trained, though, that'd be fun.
How about, like, not having the rules? Like, they just meet up on a street and fight.
It doesn't matter, dude. Like, trained MMA fighter, even in a street fight. Like, naturally, then they've got, like, less limitations.
I'd still love to see it. Or you know what? Even more, Haku.
With even a gun. Now,
Haku, even now versus CM Punk. Just beats the hell out of him. That'd be great. Our final question here for this edition. How is 205 Live in NXT for the past 2 years or so? Last thing I remember is Samoa Joe debuting. I plan on watching soon. Well, we just talked about how we don't really watch NXT too much or whatever. You don't watch 205 Live, right?
Nope, I barely watch SmackDown, and 205 Live just bores me.
I think both shows are great if you have the time for it, but I can see why people don't value them as much.
205 Dive.
Dot, 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 dive. It's good, but it's like, it is very repetitive to watch 205 Live because they only have like 7 or 8 people. So you do get to see the same thing over and over again. Like, I'm sick and tired of this Neville and Aries feud. And I like both Neville and Aries.
Holy
shit. We've seen that on Raw and on 205 Live every fucking week since the weeks leading up to WrestleMania.
Jack Gallagher has bored me to tears now. I'm over his act.
I still like him, but I was not the biggest fan of him to begin with. So I'm at like the level now where, like, I don't like hate the guy or anything like that, but I never started off with like a 9 out of 10.
Really enjoyed his work for a long time, but now it's just like more of the fucking same. I'm like, all right, yeah, you're the funny guy that does the funny things, and you have an umbrella with a name. Cool.
I want to see more Lince Dorado. They never show that dude.
Oh yeah, the mess dude.
And they never show Grand Metal League either.
Did they do much with that Mustafa, whatever his name is?
Mustafa Ali's have been getting a lot of spotlight. He's got a because feud with Drew Gulak.
He had a match on Raw and he was just like busting out like fucking C4s and shit and like, oh, you can wrestle.
Yeah, he was a surprise. I didn't like him at all in the tournament.
Oh yeah, I fucking thought he was lame as shit and like he had like this discount Seth Rollins entrance attire.
Right. He still has that.
Yeah, you should get rid of that. Like, yeah, I'm fine if he wants to keep up. I'm fine if he wants to keep like the top and bottoms thing going, but he just needs to change what it looks like.
Yeah, because it has like that little centerpiece makes it look too much like it. But he's improved quite a bit. He's actually like one of the better guys that they've got going on now. Gulak's kind of funny, like with his "I'm not lying, no high flying" kind of thing.
Ciampa and Gargano would help that brand significantly.
Very much. I still want a couple of those people to just start feuding with normal non-Cruiserweight people, though. Like, I want Aries versus Ziggler. I want Aries versus Styles. I want Neville versus fucking Nakamura. Like,
we already saw Aries versus Nakamura. It was crap.
Aries versus Nakamura?
Yeah, we watched it. It was crap. It was in NXT.
Oh, I said Neville versus Nakamura.
Oh, I thought you said Aries. They're fucking feud. Aries... They feud together so often that I fucking just... They're one person.
Aries and Ziggler is a match I want to see. I know that not many people are high on Ziggler now, but I still like him. So I want to see like Cedric Alexander versus like Cesaro or something, like, you know, but not just like fucking Noam Dar versus Rich Swann for the 40th time, you know.
I don't understand
why people don't watch 205 Live.
That's someone I'm not a fan of, who I've always found incredibly overrated since day one. Rich Swann.
You can't handle this.
Don't want to.
North, south, east, west. I like his theme song, but he is...
Fucking walking fidget spinner, Jesus.
You know that Caitlin bought one of those?
Lame.
He spent like $4 on it. It was like, oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
Honestly, if they stuck a Pokeball on one, I'd probably buy it.
I actually put in a bid for one that was a Batman Batarang one. I didn't win it. Because it got up to like $3, and I'm like, I'm not spending $3 on one of these things. But
Confessions of a Fidget Spinner. Yeah, I'd buy it if it was that, but otherwise it's fucking stupid.
I mean, you show me a Batarang thing, I'm going to want it.
Yeah, like, fair enough.
I saw a thing of cards once that was like throwing cards with like the little sharpened razor blade kind of thing on the end of it, and it was all just the Joker. And I was like, oh my god, I want to fucking buy these so much. But it was at like this like big like weapons like building kind of, not weapons building, but this like weapons like shop kind of thing, and they wanted like $47 for it, for like a pack of like just the Joker cards and the aces, and I was just like, not a chance, dude. I didn't spend $50 on something like this. But you show me a Batarang, like a real Batarang, there's a good chance I might try to buy it. And a little fidget spinner thing was like, yeah, if I could get it for like 40 cents, sure, why not. I ain't spending $40 on it. Kalen. All right, guys, that's going to do us in for the May mailbag. Thanks for dropping all these questions our way. If you didn't get a chance to send anything and you wanted to, send it over the next couple of weeks or so, because the June one's going to be coming up sometime in June. I'm not too sure when. Sometime after Money in the Bank, probably, or so. I don't have my calendar in front of me, so I don't really know. But you send them in now, we'll backlog it, we'll figure it out. The last thing for us to take care of here is to just throw out a couple of plugs, kind of like what I just did a second ago. But Wago, anything you want to toss out?
I never know what I'm fucking doing these days with work, so just follow me at Stephen Wago, and if I plan on doing anything, you'll get an update. Stephen spelt with a PH, Wago is W-A-G-O, and since Drew isn't around as much anymore, I guess fuck you, Callum.
I can still be fucked, Drew. You know, why not? He was trying to tell us a story about taking mushrooms the other day.
Drew or Callum?
Drew.
No, did that bring up a certain topic?
I forgot about that. I should have ragged him on that. Oh man. All right, that's see, this is what we're talking about when we say the things that we do outside of the podcast. If people don't, if those got leaked, it'd be bad. But the last thing for us to, I already did that. We already did it. Yeah, so plug-wise, from my side of things, everybody, obviously, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're listening to us on iTunes and Stitcher, leave a positive review. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Hit up the website itself. Got more content coming your way for the rest of the week of, like, the weekly stuff, like the... Oh, I just actually posted a Triple Threat. Triple Threat's up. We got the Cheap Pop and Cheap Heat and whatever else is happening, maybe some other articles. But next week, the plan is to do our predictions for Extreme Rules, and we're going to do the other typical kind of stuff that's happening, like the hot tags and the Ask Him and whatnot. So stay tuned for that. That's the next stuff happening on the channel. That's going to do us in for this one. Thanks for watching, everybody. This has been another Smark Out moment. We are being counted out.
Go, Sarah.